is a celery die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Hello, everybody. This is Jake Stenziano, host of Wheelbarrow Profits Podcast, here with my co-host, the multifamily mentor, Mr. Gino Barbaro.
The Wheelbarrow Profits Podcast catalogs our journey to becoming financially free through multifamily real estate investing.
Gang, each week we interview a guest specifically chosen for their expertise in and around multifamily real estate.
We talk you through our entire process, every victory and every misstep and everything that we've learned along the way.
What does that look like? Buy right, manage right, and finance right.
The audio podcast is available wherever fine podcasts are found.
Or check us out on our YouTube page where you'll find tons of other great content.
So, Jeffrey, what I'm hearing is the concentration piece, the focus piece for fitness professionals needs to be on really truly understanding that underlying motivation, that why of the reason the person came into your facility to start off with, as opposed to selling the features.
Right. Let me throw this at you so everyone will understand. The man or woman who comes into one of your fitness centers to exercise is not going to go home and tell people about how well the equipment worked. The Stairmaster, the treadmill, the elliptical, whatever it is that they're using, they're going to go home and say, this gym is really focusing on what I need to get back into the social scene. This gym is really working on my cardio so that my heart attack recovery will be better. That's what is important. And that's what the customer is going to go home and talk about, because as soon as they do, the other person in the conversation is going to say, where do you go? Oh, I go to boom. And the next words out are a referral, are a testimonial, are an endorsement. Why the hell would you want to explain how a rowing machine works?
100%.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's one of the lessons in the book is that concentration piece. Are there any other key elements or key lessons that you want to share with us today?
Yes. Perform more service than you're paid for. If you do that and you serve with pride rather than serving with disdain, you know, customers call up and they're all whiny and moany about something and you think of them as a distraction. No, that's your money. All the money that you have right now in the world comes from your present customers, period. Unless you get a marketing budget from an equipment company, but that's a one-shot deal. I'm talking about your weekly, monthly, annual revenue. So you have to have a philosophy that says, I love serving people. Not, I'm going to take these people as a distraction and this guy's really a pain in the ass. I don't like to talk to him. This lady wants way too much. She complains all the time. You know what? I love when people complain because it means that they would like it better. And if they would like it better, we can give it to them better. But sometimes you don't even know about it until someone complains about it.
Very true. Very true. We've got to embrace those complaints. So in your experience, Jeffrey, what would be some examples of over-delivering? So it's listening to our customer complaints, listening to their feedback. Is it spending more time with them? What are some examples of what we can do?
You have to address their issues succinctly, personally, and quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do it in a manner that, oh, yeah, everybody complains about that. Like, seriously? Like, I want to know that it's only about me. So I have a three-word sentence that I teach my audiences all over the place. Someone calls up or they're there and they're all pissed off and they're screaming at you, maybe even swearing at you. There's three words that you can use that will immediately stop the complaining. And the words are, oh, that's horrible. But you can't say it that way. You have to say it in your accent and in my way. You have to say it with feeling. Oh, that's horrible. And that immediately lets the customer know that you are on their side. A piece of equipment broke. It's not up to par. It's got, you know, it lags. It doesn't report right. Something's there. The towel wasn't there to wipe off with. Whatever it is, something happened that caused the customer consternation. And the way you respond to it determines your fate.
Jeffrey, does that rule apply if someone complains online?
Oh, even more, because online, thousands of people can see it. If they're in the gym, only the manager hears it, unless they go home and post. But the bottom line in today's world is people post, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yep. So we need to think about responding straight away personally and addressing the needs of the customer.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Excellent. Well, thank you for sharing those lessons with us. We are going to go on because you are the king of sales. And I
am. You are exactly correct, young lady. And
so I do want to speak to you about a sales topic specifically. But before we do that, is there any kind of takeaways that you would give to the FBP family in regards to Truthful Living, Napoleon Hill, get out and buy a copy of the book, obviously?
Well, obviously I would want them to do that. But this is a book that cannot be just read and put aside. This is a book that has to be read chapter by chapter. And my recommendation to any fitness facility is get a book for everybody. And then there's 23 chapters in the book. Go through a chapter a week and try to put it into play in your business. I mean, there's nothing – I mean, just look at the chapter titles and you'll see that every single one of them has some kind of applicability to the fitness industry. And it's all about getting better. And I think every single person on the planet wants to have a great year. You know, I mean, I don't know to anybody. No, Jeffrey, I really want a shitty year. I was hoping I'd have a crappy year this year. And no, everyone wants a great year. Well, the only way you're going to get it is to get better than you were last year. Otherwise, you're going to repeat last year. And unless it was a record year, in which case, even then, you have to enhance what you've done to stay on top. But the bottom line is, this is 100-year-old information that's timeless. This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher. And come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.